Welcome to Braves Field in Boston, for the game between the Cincinnati Reds and the Boston Braves. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cincinnati Reds. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Dane Clay. Batting second. The left fielder, Eric Tipton. Batting third. The right fielder, Al Lipke. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Frank McCormick. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Steve Messner. Batting sixth. The shortstop, Eddie Miller. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Woody Williams. Batting eighth. The catcher, Al Unser. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Howie Fox. Pitching for the Cincinnati Reds, Howie Fox. For the Boston Braves. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Dick Culler. Batting second. The right fielder, Tommy Holmes. Batting third. The center fielder, Carden Gillenwater. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Joe Medwick. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Chuck Workman. Batting sixth. The catcher, Stu Hofferth. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Joe Mack. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Whitey Wiedelman. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bob Logan. Pitching for the Boston Braves, Bob Logan. And now, play ball. Dane Clay is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clay hits a fly ball into center field. Gillenwater settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Eric Tipton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tipton hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Wiedelman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Al Lipke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lipke hits a ball on the ground towards first. Mack scoops it up and throws to first, with Logan covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Reds nothing, and the Braves nothing. The Braves will come to bat. Dick Culler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Culler hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Fox fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Tommy Holmes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Holmes hits a fly ball into right field. Lipke settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Carden Gillenwater is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gillenwater hits a ball on the ground towards third. Messner fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Reds nothing, and the Braves nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Frank McCormick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCormick hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Wiedelman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Steve Messner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Messner hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Eddie Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller hits a ball on the ground towards second base. Wiedelman fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. Two outs. Woody Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards short. Culler fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Reds nothing, and the Braves nothing. The Braves will come to bat. Joe Medwick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Medwick hits a fly ball into center field. Clay settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Chuck Workman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Workman hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Stu Hofferth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hofferth strikes out. Two outs. Joe Mack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Workman. The throw from Unser and he is safe. Workman steals second. Joe Mack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mack takes first base on ball four. Whitey Wiedelman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wiedelman hits a fly ball into left field. Tipton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning three, with the score, the Reds nothing, and the Braves nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Al Unser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Unser hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Gillenwater. Unser reaches second base with a double. Howie Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Logan fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Dane Clay is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clay is 0 for 1 in the game. Clay hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Mack settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Eric Tipton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tipton is 0 for 1 in the game. Tipton hits a ball on the ground towards third. Workman fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Reds nothing, and the Braves nothing. The Braves will come to bat. Bob Logan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Logan hits a ball on the ground towards first. McCormick scoops it up and throws to first, with Fox covering, for the out. One out. Dick Culler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Culler is 0 for 1 in the game. Culler hits a ball on the ground towards short. Miller scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Tommy Holmes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Holmes is 0 for 1 in the game. Holmes is hit by the pitch. Carden Gillenwater is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gillenwater is 0 for 1 in the game. Gillenwater hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Williams settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Reds nothing, and the Braves nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Al Lipke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lipke is 0 for 1 in the game. Lipke hits a fly ball into center field. Gillenwater settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Frank McCormick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCormick is 0 for 1 in the game. McCormick hits a fly ball into center field. Gillenwater settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Steve Messner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Messner is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Messner is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Reds nothing, and the Braves nothing. The Braves will come to bat. Joe Medwick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Medwick is 0 for 1 in the game. Medwick hits a fly ball into right field. Lipke settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Chuck Workman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Workman is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Workman hits a fly ball into left field. Tipton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Stu Hofferth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hofferth is 0 for 1 in the game. Hofferth takes first base on ball 4. Joe Mack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Hofferth. The throw from Unser and he is safe. Hofferth steals second. Joe Mack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mack is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Mack is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Reds nothing, and the Braves nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Eddie Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 0 for 1 in the game. Miller hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Workman settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Woody Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0 for 1 in the game. Williams hits a fly ball into right field. Holmes settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Al Unser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Unser is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Unser hits a fly ball into left field. Medwick settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Reds nothing, and the Braves nothing. The Braves will come to bat. Whitey Wiedelman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wiedelman is 0 for 1 in the game. Wiedelman hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Tipton. Wiedelman reaches second base with a double. Bob Logan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Wiedelman. The throw from Unser and he is safe. Wiedelman steals third. Bob Logan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Logan is 0 for 1 in the game. Logan hits a ball on the ground towards first. McCormick scoops it up and throws to first, with Fox covering, for the out. One out. Dick Culler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Culler is 0 for 2 in the game. Culler hits a ball on the ground for an out. Culler moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. Tommy Holmes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Holmes is 0 for 1 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Holmes is walked intentionally. Carden Gillenwater is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gillenwater is 0 for 2 in the game. Gillenwater hits a ball on the ground towards third. Messner fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Reds nothing, and the Braves nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Howie Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0 for 1 in the game. Fox hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Dane Clay is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clay is 0 for 2 in the game. Clay takes first base on ball 4. Fox moves to second. Eric Tipton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tipton is 0 for 2 in the game. Tipton bunts towards the mound. Logan fields it and throws to first for the out. Fox moves to third. Clay moves to second. One out. Al Lipke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lipke is 0 for 2 in the game. Lipke hits a fly ball into left field. Medwick settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Fox scores. Two outs. It's 1-0, Reds. Frank McCormick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCormick is 0 for 2 in the game. McCormick is walked intentionally. Steve Messner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Messner is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Messner hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Holmes. Messner reaches second base with a double. Clay scores. McCormick goes all the way around to score. It's 3-0, Reds. Eddie Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 0 for 2 in the game. Miller hits a fly ball into left field. Medwick settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Reds 3, and the Braves nothing. The Braves will come to bat. Joe Medwick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Medwick is 0 for 2 in the game. Medwick hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Fox fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Chuck Workman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Workman is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Workman hits a fly ball into right field. Lipke settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Stu Hofferth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hofferth is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Hofferth hits a ball on the ground towards first. McCormick scoops it up and throws to first, with Fox covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Reds 3, and the Braves nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Woody Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0-for-2 in the game. Williams hits a fly ball into center field. Gillenwater settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Al Unser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Unser is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Unser hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Howie Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Fox bunts towards third. Workman juggles the ball. That's an error on Workman. Unser moves to second. Dane Clay is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clay is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk, Clay hits a ball on the ground towards short. Culler fields it and throws to second for the out. Unser moves to third. Two outs. Eric Tipton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tipton is 0-for-2 in the game. Tipton hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Unser scores. There goes Clay trying to get to third. Gillenwater throws the ball into Workman, who tags Clay for the out. It's 4-0, Reds. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Reds 4, and the Braves nothing. The Braves will come to bat. Joe Mack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mack is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Mack strikes out. One out. Whitey Wiedelman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wiedelman is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Wiedelman takes first base on ball 4. Phil Massey pinch hits for Bob Logan. Phil Massey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Massey hits a fly ball into left field. Tipton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dick Culler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Culler is 0-for-3 in the game. Culler hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Wiedelman moves to second. Tommy Holmes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Holmes is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, he's been hit by a pitch. Holmes hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Clay. Holmes reaches second base with a double. Wiedelman scores. Culler goes all the way around to score. It's 4-2, Reds. Carden Gillenwater is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gillenwater is 0-for-3 in the game. Gillenwater hits a ball on the ground towards third. Messner fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Reds 4, and the Braves 2. The Reds will come to bat. Johnny Hutchings now pitching. Al Lipke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lipke is 0-for-3 in the game. He's got one RBI. Lipke strikes out. One out. Frank McCormick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCormick is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk, McCormick hits a ball on the ground towards third. Workman fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Steve Messner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Messner is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got two RBIs. Messner hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Workman settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Eddie Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes McCormick. The throw from Hoffert and he is out, Wiedelman applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Reds 4, and the Braves 2. The Braves will come to bat. Joe Medwick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Medwick is 0-for-3 in the game. Medwick hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Chuck Workman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Workman is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Workman hits a fly ball into center field. Clay settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Stu Hoffert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoffert is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Hoffert hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Fox fields it and throws to first for the out. Medwick moves to second. Two outs. Joe Mack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mack is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Mack hits a pop-up towards short. Miller settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Reds 4, and the Braves 2. The Reds will come to bat. Eddie Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 0-for-3 in the game. Miller hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Wiedelman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Woody Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0-for-3 in the game. Williams strikes out. Two outs. Al Unser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Unser is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Unser takes first base on ball 4. Howie Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Fox hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Wiedelman fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Reds 4, and the Braves 2. The Braves will come to bat. Whitey Wiedelman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wiedelman is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Wiedelman hits a ball on the ground towards short. Miller scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Butch Niemann pinch hits for Johnny Hutchings. Butch Niemann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Niemann takes first base on ball 4. Dick Culler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Culler is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Culler hits a fly ball into center field. Clay settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tommy Holmes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Holmes is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's been hit by a pitch. He's got 2 RBIs. Holmes is called out on strikes. The game is over. The final score, Cincinnati Reds, 4, and Boston Braves, 2. Goodbye from Braves Field in Boston.